Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger and I'm joined by my sexy husband, Eric Stoglin.
I just winked at you and I had the thought that I don't think you've ever winked at me.
I don't know that I can wink.
I don't know. Can you wink? Try it.
Is that a wink?
Give me like a real wink though.
That's not winking. I feel like I'm winking. One eye is closing. That's not winking.
I know, but it's not like that's kind of better. It doesn't seem natural though to your face.
Yeah.
And for someone with such an expressive face, makes a living at it, one you could argue. Mm-hmm. You can't wink, can you?
Well, I'm currently winking. It's just not like sexy, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll get in the habit of winking and it'll become like subconscious. Like, so I'll do it by accident. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've winked at like strangers, like by accident.
That was a wink you just did?
No, it wasn't a good one. It wasn't a good wink. But like, I feel
there you're was just a flirting with strangers is what you're admitting
flirting,
to right now.
No, absolutely not. But like
my husband flirts with strangers.
There was a time where I was teaching Flynn winking and it was mm-hmm. so funny because it like took every ounce
everything. And he just kind of squint. Yeah.
Kind of like what you were just doing.
No, I'm just closing one eye. Like that's winking, isn't it? Isn't winking just closing right. one eye? Like, I don't know how else to do it.
But I have a memory of like being like checked out at a grocery store and being like, thanks.
That wasn't winking what you just did. Now you're just blinking. Yeah. Do you think blinking is winking?
No. I think maybe winking is harder than...
Do a wink right now.
I don't know why the mouth is part of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it is part of it. Okay. Well, this is an audio medium and we're just...
I know. This is the kind of thing winking. As an actor where if I saw in a script, he winks, I'd be like, oh no. And
yeah.
Like, and you'd be so in your head about it. And then you'd get to that moment like yeah. while filming and you'd be like...
Oh my gosh.
It'd
yeah.
It'd be real.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't, apparently.
I know it's an audio medium. Surely everyone listening to this right now is winking, right?
Yeah. Are you all trying to wink right now?
Everyone is winking.
Yeah.
And maybe some people are better than others.
Most are better than me, I would say.
How's that one?
It just kind of looked like you're twitching a little bit.
The twitching afterwards for the...
Anyway, do you want me to say who needs to relax?
I don't know if I'm a righty winker or a lefty winker.
Hmm. I don't know. It's you're which just kind of blinking. You which just kind of look like you have something in your eye. anyway, can I say who needs to relax other than
yeah,
winking?
Yeah, please go first. Thank you.
So mine's very specific and I've been wanting to talk about it for a while. Maybe I have talked about it. Probably. We've done so many episodes at this point, but, I've been traveling a lot. As you guys know, this year tour, if you want to see me on tour, I'm going to Fresno next week and then Seattle and Portland in December.
Fresno the 29th.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I looked at a calendar.
Yes. There's something that really drives me banana bonkers on airplanes. And it's the feeling that what needs to relax is the feeling I get, the anxiety and the stress when my tray is down and there is a tray of food on my tray. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm done.
Yes.
And it's just there. And I, because there's not a lot of space on an airplane in your seat, you know?
Not
so
on
the tray is down and there's food on the tray and you're waiting for them, or like a drink on your tray and you're waiting for the lovely stewardess to come and collect it, as she used to collect 1,000 people's stuff. So obviously it takes a minute.
I haven't heard that. Flight attendant.
Yeah. What's a stewardess?
I think that's what they used to call them, like on Mad Men in the 60s.
Oh. When you would like the flight attendant. Whenever the flight attendants come and get your stuff, you know, it's like such a relief. But the feeling up until that moment, like I get really stressed out about it, to the point where I am blessed and lucky enough to fly in first class often these days. And in first class, they always give you a meal. They always give you either breakfast or lunch, depending on the time of day, whatever it is, you know? And I never take it, because I have found that it is not worth the stress and anxiety when I have to sit there and wait for them to take the dirty tray. I don't know. Is this a universal
dirty
thing?
Dirty tray? What do you mean? It's
like you're done with it.
Oh.
Because you're done with it. So it's like you're finished. It's like your crumbs or your trash.
I think this is a control issue for you, because you're
interesting.
Because you don't have your own means to, it's not like you can get up and like take it to the sink in the airplane. You know what I mean? Or trash even, really.
Like I'm waiting on someone else to take it for
you
me.
You can't even dispose of your own trash or anything. And you certainly can't get up with it there. So you're kind of trapped and you kind of don't have control of the situation. Right. You know, this is interesting.
So this is a therapy session. Not a relax. This is a me issue. This is a control issue.
I think maybe.
That
I
doesn't
don't know.
Stress you out? Because I feel like when
it does, but it's not that big deal. I have more of a problem with the physical trays themselves.
I gotta interrupt you,
because they don't support. They're not a good support system.
They are not. For That's correct.
A beverage, a computer.
Yeah.
An iPad. Even.
There is a little divot for a cup, but like that's not going to stop it from slipping, sliding around.
What I was going to say is
your denial of this bothering you, Lovey, I hate to call you out, but I might have to, because we were just at a wedding and we had food. And once we were done with our food, it was sitting in front of us for quite some time before they took the trays of, or the dirty dishes away, the dirty plate of food. Yeah. And when it left, you said, oh gosh, what a relief. They finally took that away. That was stressing me out that was there. And that's what made me think of this to talk about it today, because we were just at that wedding. And when you said that, I was like, yes, that's how I feel on airplanes. When they like, and the dirty plates in front of you, you're like, someone just needs to take this. I want them to take it. And I would take it, but I'm not allowed to take it. So it just has to sit here and it stresses me out. And I can't do anything. I can't think about anything until it's gone.
Well, that was more that like, I didn't, the meal that you're speaking of didn't agree with me. And it was,
and it was just grossing you out.
Effervescent. Yeah. I was kind of just misting it. It was just going into my pores and wanted it gone. And I also did not have control of that situation. I was going to say, what's interesting is I feel like this is the third week in a row.
We're talking about airplane stuff.
That your relax has had to do with an airplane or airport. It was people getting up when the plane lands and people being mad about it. And then it was the guy looking at you, wanting to see your boarding pass or not wanting to see your boarding pass. And now it's the trays.
I'm traveling too much.
It's like, it's just a Seinfeld bit from the 80s.
I know.
Like all of it.
Okay.
It's great.
Well, I'm sorry.
My problem is the physical tray, because the upkeep, and I'm glad they're focused on the engines.
Of course.
And the computers, but they're not thinking about like, there's no like real thought going into interior design and cleanliness on the inside of an airplane. What are you going to do? What can you, who are you going to argue with? You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
it is what it is.
But I will say that you definitely don't order food, I think only because you don't want to be trapped.
That's
under
exactly
that
true.
Tray.
Right.
And you're missing out on some delicious
Delta
Sky meals.
Sometimes you fly Delta. We fly them all.
It's just the one that popped in my head. But
well, you know what? I'm going to interrupt our little conversation about my control issues with airplanes. Because Flynn, when he found out we were doing the podcast right now, he was like, I have to talk to them about something.
Yes.
And he really wants to tell you guys about something today. And someone at a meet and greet recently asked, when's the next truck of the day? And can he start doing bug of the day? And so you might think you're getting a truck of the day or bug of the day, but you're going to be surprised at what of the day you're getting today.
Of his own free will and accord and insistence.
That he run in here and record his moment. So here's Mr. Flynn. All right. Flynn is here now. We're doing the podcast. Flynn said he wanted to do some podcasting today. Flynn, what do you have with you today that you wanted to show the podcast?
Marbles.
Now, where did you find those marbles? Where'd you find him?
I'll show you.
Okay, let's see him, dude. Where'd you get him? Where are they?
I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll be right back. Where are you going?
Marble jar.
Marble jar? Oh, he's going to the marble jar.
Did you need this?
So I told Flynn I was about to go record the podcast, and he said that he needed to come to the podcast because he needed to show you guys his marbles.
Okay. Okay, the marble jar. This is where the marbles were.
Mm-hmm. That's the marble jar. And this is where the marbles were. And now, yeah. And now where are they?
In a glass of a bowl.
In a glass of a bowl. So, you know, you used to do truck of the day on this show. Are you doing a marble of the day, or do you want to do a bug of the day, or do you want to do
marble of the day?
Okay, which one is the marble of the day?
Or Gabby's Playhouse of the Day.
You could do Gabby's Playhouse of the Day too. Gabby's Dollhouse is his favorite show right now. That's the wrong side of the microphone. It won't work if you talk into that side, Flynn. Silly goose.
You found that out the hard way.
I did find out that in the hard way. Flynn, do you want
to... Mm,
beatboxing.
It's better than my beatboxing last week.
Flynn, do you want to pick out one of the marbles for Marble of the Day?
What's your favorite marble? Do you have a favorite? That one?
Oh, can you explain it?
Yeah, tell me about your favorite. Can you tell me about it?
This clear one.
That clear one? That one is really cool. So the clear marble is his favorite. When I was little, I liked the marbles that were clear with like a ribbon of like two colors, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Those are the best ones. The big ones.
I was never too into marbles.
Like these ones?
Yeah, like that. That's my favorite, Flynn. Yeah, with the little blue and the red stripe in the middle. Those are so pretty. I love those.
Whoa, it's like a rainbow. Blue, yellow, and orange.
That's correct.
Watch this. Where's your marble jar? Flynn, can you read me all these letters in the word marble?
M-A-R-B-L-E-N-C.
Oh, yeah. What is it? That's right. Smarty Pants McGee over here. You just spelled marbles, Flynn. Good job. All right. Is that all you got for today? Are you going to do Gabby's Dollhouse of the Day? Are we all Gabby's Playhouse of the Day? Okay. Who's the Gabby's Playhouse of the Day?
Who's the Gabby Cat of the Day?
Okay. Kitty Fairy and Carlita.
Kitty Fairy and Carlita.
Everyone.
Everyone. And what are you going to be for Halloween this year, Flynn?
Carlita.
Why?
Because I love Carlita.
Why? What does Carlita do?
Carlita changes into everything.
Yeah.
Yep, especially a big marble.
But especially a big marble. All right, that'll do it.
That was your marble minute.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, Flynn. It was lovely to have you. Thanks for the marble of the day. And we'll see you soon. We'll see you in just a few more minutes when we're done recording the podcast, okay?
Love you.
Bye.
All right, Flynn has left. It is now just boring old me and Eric. But he's so excited about those marbles. I love the way he pronounces different things. He says marbles. He says, instead of yesterday, you guys went to the museum and he got some little like stones, little gems.
Joms.
And he's calling them joms. Joms. Like uncut joms, like Julia Fox.
No, he really does call them joms.
So
I don't know where he got that.
He's Blackened Widow instead of Black Widow. Spider Wolf instead of a spider web.
It's Gabby's Dollhouse and he always says Playhouse.
Yeah, it's Gabby's Dollhouse, and he always says Playhouse.
Not a sponsor, but go check out that show. Pretty great.
But you know who is a sponsor?
Who?
Should we talk about it?
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York. York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
How's your smoothie?
Oh, it's good. It's a probiotic smoothie. That's pretty
probo,
fun.
Probo, as I call them.
A probo. Who needs to relax for you this week, Lovey?
Well, the last time I talked about this on the podcast, I feel like it was pretty controversial.
Between us or between the internet?
I think just between us and then the internet, I saw a lot of negative feedback when I talked about boogers.
Love, you can't bring it was like really negative. You can't talk about boogers again. It was bad. Everyone was really upset.
Well, I have to tell this story.
Love, I have people who called me and told me they turned off the podcast and they've never done this before.
I'm not going to talk about boogers, guys. Okay. I'm going to talk about why I can never go to a specific salad place.
Love, no, you cannot tell this story.
I haven't told you this story.
I already know it's going to be terrible. Someone put a booger in something? You watch someone pick their nose and put it in?
No.
Oh my God, I'm terrified.
There's this salad place that's like a chain. It's one of those like fancy salad places. And they just opened up in this plaza kind of relative to where we live. And I was like excited. So I was like, oh, there's a nice, quick, healthy option. You know what I mean? Get it and go kind of a thing. Cause we don't, you know, we're not sitting down to eat these days. Mm-hmm. And I did the thing where you can order ahead, you know what I mean? So you just kind of like grab it, run out, run home and eat it standing over children. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of how we do it. And as I'm walking there to pick up the salad, an employee of this salad franchise is taking out the trash to the dumpster around the back of the, mm-hmm. And I was like walking up from the side and it's like, you know, big rolly trash can. And I see this individual lean over the trash can and just blow huge snot rockets.
I can't even hear it. I'm going to vomit.
Into the trash can.
Stop it. This is so gross. I'm going to die. And then
just do like the side top of hand wipe.
We get it. Oh, it's so gross. So gross.
And I was just wondering like how diligently did this employee wash their hands? I know it says like in employee bathrooms, like employees must wash their hands for 15 seconds. And I was thinking like, I don't know that 15 seconds is going to do. Sorry, is this too much? I can do another one.
I've got a thing. I've got real, like I'm really apparently grossed out by boogers. Apparently
people do. Any case, like it was so intense. I stopped. I turned around. And I didn't get the salad. I came back home and I ate something else. And I don't think I can ever go back to that place.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, I just imagined that person, because it was, you know, I got it to go. It was already in the bag, whatever. I imagined that person had just made my salad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just was like, gross. I can't now eat this salad.
No.
I'm sorry for telling the story. Do you think they all turned it off?
Probably. I don't think anyone's listening now.
Yeah. Boogers. Snot.
I'm not going to participate in this conversation.
I didn't realize like people were so.
Yeah. Well, what's shocking to me, what's more shocking here than boogers is the fact that you saw how everyone hated it and how horribly that story did. And you chose to talk about it.
I just had never, it was a story I wanted to tell you. I was like, I'll save it. Cause it's so good.
Okay.
It's such a good story. I'll save it a few other things.
Do you have
things.
Non-booger things?
I got non-booger things.
Okay, let's hear about the non-booger things.
Okay. I think... what did you say before? Drives you bonkers banana pants or something?
I don't know what I said, but that sounds like me. I'm sure I said something like that.
I do not know why my own teeth hate the inside of my mouth so much.
That is... You're going to need to elaborate, I think.
I have like a hard, is it caramel or caramel? What do you
depends
say?
Depends on the person. On what we're talking about.
I'm going to say caramel apple, but caramel apple sounds better.
Yeah, I say caramel apple, but I know.
And then there's a city in California called Carmel.
Carmel.
Caramel, you mean caramel apples.
Let's go with caramel apples, yeah.
Caramel apples. And And we did this as a family, mm-hmm. and it was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But then I couldn't eat one because I'm like, my teeth, they're not built for that. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's sensitive, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like it's a sensitive situation in there. There's certain things that I just avoid.
Are you a popsicle biter?
No, I'm not a popsicle biter.
Are you an ice cream biter?
Of course not. I think I kind of do, but like, I don't, it's just the only way I can get it in me. I can't like lick an ice cream cone. We're not going to get into that. This is a different conversation that we've already fought about.
Anyway,
we're not getting into that. I'm just saying like, I had a friend in high school that like could bite the caps off of like beer bottles. You know what I mean? Like I'm not that guy.
No,
but when
either.
It comes to the inside of my mouth, it's like, I bite the inside of my cheek all the time. Mm-hmm. Not my tongue so much, like, but like, I feel like a lot of times when I'm chewing, I'm constantly biting the inside of my cheek.
Mm-hmm. On purpose?
And certainly not on purpose. Like I'll just be chewing food and like, I don't know. My teeth hate the inside of my mouth. Do you not bite the inside of your cheek?
I do when I'm like stressed.
Is this not relatable?
No, maybe your mouth is too big for, the inside of your mouth is like too big for your teeth or something.
What?
Your teeth is too big. I don't know.
These are all bombing.
No, they're not bombing.
I'm just another one.
No, that's not bombing. That's unfortunate. That you're biting the inside of your cheek, like bleeding? Does it cause canker sores?
Not like canker sores, but like you can feel like I like...
Nicked it.
Yeah. Divoted it.
It's not good.
Not pleasant either. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Let's
These
just keep...
What's wrong? I mean, the booger one's not good.
Stores that spray fragrances on the clothes.
What? Who does that?
Every department store... Say like notoriously like Abercrombie or
Abercrombie, yeah,
like Hollister, like they soak the clothes in like a fragrance.
I thought they just sprayed the store with it. I didn't think they sprayed the clothes.
It's all getting sprayed. Anything you buy from like the department stores, I feel like the smell never goes away.
I've only noticed that with Abercrombie and Hollister, and I do hate that smell. Whatever scent they use.
Okay, next.
Oh my gosh, you just bailing on all of your relaxes immediately.
All pediatricians' offices should be outside, like, like an outdoor restaurant or like,
you know, they take off like kids' a drive-through. Clothes at the pediatrician.
Set up a curtain is there a way
are you talking? Love, these are all misses today. What are you talking about?
I just feel every time. Mm-hmm. We're like, one of our kids or we're like not feeling well. You have to go to the doctor and they're like, oh, no, you're fine. And then you leave and then a few days later, you're sick. And it's because you got sick.
That has happened to us before. It didn't happen this last time we went, but that has happened before. Yes. But I don't think the solution is making everyone be in a parking lot.
And CVS's too should be outdoors. I don't know what's going on with it, but like, I don't feel comfortable in a CVS. Walgreens, definitely not.
What?
Where do you
Walgreens is classier than CVS.
Absolutely. Not
really.
Yeah.
Thought like Walgreens was the nicer one. Is it not?
You think it is?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I guess CVS is more common. It depends. It just depends on where you are. But yeah, I always put Walgreens above the CVS. But maybe now you're right. Maybe CVS is above a Walgreens. You know, it's not above either of those. Rite Aid.
Rite Aid. Okay. The chain command here. Like, yeah.
However, do you remember Thrifty? It was like Rite Aid.
Nope. Was it like a pharmacy?
Yeah, like it was like type? Thrifty's. Like, yeah, maybe that
no,
was just
I don't know
where
a Thrifty.
Well, yeah.
We didn't have a Thrifty, no.
Rite Aid was just underneath.
Oh, man, yeah.
Pretty far underneath.
I don't know, because Walgreens and Rite Aid are pretty...
What? No,
pretty
that's
low.
Not right.
They're pretty low. No. CVS is obviously above, but I feel like it's just because it's like brighter. I don't think it's like any... I'm more comfortable going to a CVS pharmacy. Walgreens, ugh. It's like, why their pharmacies are always like kind of little and like in a corner. Like
I think it depends
on
the location.
Great. But Rite Aid has the ice cream.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. Thrifty always had the ice cream. Not all Rite Aids have ice cream, but when they do, it's really good. They're the only place with that chocolate malted crunch ice cream. So bomb. Have you
had those?
Chocolate
malted.
So good. Chocolate malted crunch. Have you had it? Your teeth probably wouldn't like it.
No, I've actually never had Rite Aid ice cream.
So wait, going back to your, what? You just got so excited about this ice cream.
I just know that they do. So I'm sure people like it for that. Cause I know they have like fair priced ice cream, which who doesn't want that to be scooped into a cup or bowl for them?
This is how I would describe Rite Aid ice cream. Okay. This is how, because I've had it lots of times because it's much cheaper than every other ice cream place.
It's disgusting, man. So, pharmacy ice cream.
Like, I only got pharmacy ice cream as a kid. Like my parents, we only got the pharmacy ice cream because Baskin Robbins is insanely expensive. And Rite Aid, I think it was like a dollar for like an ice cream cone.
Baskin Robbins is kind of trash too, huh?
It's actually delicious, but it's very expensive and you get small scoops. They totally, you know, anyway, here's what I'm going to say though. This is how I would describe Rite Aid ice cream as someone who's had it a lot.
Okay.
It is essentially the diet version. Like how I view Diet Coke to regular Coke is like, to me, Diet Coke tastes kind of like flat and fake. That's how Rite Aid ice cream is. It's like kind of flat. Like it's not as flavorful. It's kind of like you, it's like drinking a LaCroix instead of a soda. You're like, that's what it's like to me. It's like, this is kind of like ice cream. I think I taste it kind of that it's ice cream.
Yeah.
But it also kind of doesn't have a lot of taste.
Well, it's open air pharmacy ice cream.
And they're the only ones that have that very specific scooper. That's like a circle, but like cut off on the, like a flat top. And they always, I remember the one we would go to, they dip it in water first. And so then when you get your ice cream cone, it was like, there was like a layer of
water, the spoon,
the scooper.
Yeah.
They dip it in water to get through the cold ice cream. But then it was like, your ice cream was kind of like dripping in water a little bit. It's kind of weird. Anyway, you saying, I want to go back to you saying you have sensitive teeth. So are there,
I don't think that's as interesting as where we got.
Sure, but I just have a question. Then we can go back to the Rite Aid ice cream if you want to.
Sensitive
teeth. So is this your reason why you won't eat your food warm?
No. I do eat my food warm.
Lovey, you don't.
I do. I try to. It's hard these days. I would prefer my food to be warm. When it's a warm dish, of course.
I feel like it's not important to you. Like for me, it's like, I have to eat it warm or I can't eat it. For you, it's like, I'm like, oh, dinner's ready. And you're like, okay. And you take your time.
It's more like appetite centric and finding the moment, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like your food will get delivered here. Sometimes you order food and it'll sit on the counter for an hour or two and then you'll go get it. And I'm like, I would never, I could never do that.
For hot things, I want to eat them right away, especially like before they get all like soggy and that.
Yeah. Anyway,
styrofoam or whatever. Where would you put? Do you like Cold Stone? Was that a thing?
I love Cold Stone.
No, I don't like Cold Stone.
Oh, I love Cold Stone.
I think it has a very specific smell.
Yeah, the waffle cone smells amazing.
I don't think it smells good.
You know what? To me, is the best, the most incredible ice cream of all time.
Yeah, and you're gonna
no
say,
one will agree with me. On the planet, no one's going to agree with me.
What?
To me, the best ice cream cone on this earth is Foster Freeze chocolate ice cream dipped in the chocolate hard shell.
I know the kind of ice cream you're talking about, but we did not have a Foster Freeze.
Oh, man. But Foster Freeze, it's elite. The like chocolate soft serve ice cream dipped in the chocolate with a hard crunch shell.
Yeah.
And Corey and I, we're just in Washington, D.C. on tour, maybe a month or two ago, I don't remember. And for some reason, we didn't talk about this, love. Washington, D.C. loves ice cream trucks. There's like hundreds of ice cream trucks. I'm not exaggerating. All over Washington, D.C., it is madness. I've never seen so many ice cream trucks in my whole life. Everywhere. Like the streets are lined with ice cream trucks. I'm not kidding. You can look it up. It is insane. I've never seen something like this in my life.
I don't know.
And so I was like, why is there a trillion ice cream trucks.
I guess it's hot there in the summer, when you were there, but it gets really cold there.
It's not like there's an ice cream truck by the, you know, by some incredible monument. It's like the streets are lined.
Oh,
like
I was thinking like food trucks. You just mean like ice cream trucks, like kind of basic ice cream trucks.
No, they're like food trucks, but only ice cream.
There's a lot of tourism, obviously,
but
in our nation's capital.
Ice cream? You would think someone would be like, hey, I'm going to put a taco truck here.
All I know is that business is extremely territorial and competitive.
Well,
like
there's
idea to like get an ice cream truck when we were kids in the summer. And it was like, you couldn't find the turf. Like they were like, they didn't own, but they like, you know, hey,
you wanted to buy an ice cream truck?
The Little League field is ours. No, you can like rent them for a summer and you just buy at Costco or whatever, like your own supplies. And it like, we had worked it. We had a whole, like we were going to do it, but then like they wouldn't let us park it anywhere. Other ice cream guys.
Oh, well,
like they were scary.
Well, what I was trying to say is that we went to Washington, D.C., and there's ice cream trucks everywhere, like littered with them. I can't explain to you enough. I can't exaggerate it enough how many there are. It's like insane. So anyway, there's a million ice cream trucks. And I was like, well, I have to get one. They have soft serve with the dip, which is my favorite kind of ice cream.
Yeah.
So I get a chocolate ice cream cone as we're walking along. I'm sorry. I don't know. I should know this. I'm an American, but the long water by the Washington Monument.
The Potomac. Like
is that what it's called?
The mall?
The long water strip.
Oh, that thing. Where Forrest Gump met Jenny.
Yeah, where Forrest Gump met Jenny.
That's what it's called.
I should know what that is called. But anyway, we're going to walk down that and there's a million ice cream trucks. So I was like, okay, I'll get an ice cream as we walk down this. So I get the chocolate ice cream cone with a chocolate dip. And I was so excited. You will not believe what this horrible man did to my ice cream. I'm so excited. He makes the chocolate. It's huge. It's big old chocolate in my cone. I'm watching him make it. He dips it in the chocolate, turns it around. I'm watching the chocolate shell harden as the air hits it.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited.
That's great.
He takes a cup.
Smashes it into the cup.
And he smashes it into the cup. Oh, and he hands it to me with a spoon. And I was like, is he lost his mind? I don't want this now.
I think I just watched this man quit his business.
I couldn't believe he did that. And this is, it was so shocking that Corey was about to get one. We both wanted one. He hands it, Corey sees it before me and Corey goes, you're not going to like this. And then he hands me my cup and I was like, oh, like shocked.
You didn't see him do it?
No, Corey saw him do it. And Corey's like, oh, you're not going to like this. I saw it dry, but I didn't see him do the cup part. Corey saw that part.
I imagine you like reaching out for it and then just smashes it in the cup.
I put my hand
like
out and then he puts it in my hand. I was like, what? Corey's about to, because we both really wanted one.
Yeah.
And he goes, and what for you, man? And he goes, nothing. Corey wouldn't get one because he's like, that's
sure
the point.
I'm sure you can say, don't smash it into a bowl. Just
why
hand it to me.
Why did he do that?
Because people, I don't know. It's like, it drips a lot. It gets all,
the whole point of that, of the shell is you like bite into the shell and the crunch.
Of
like,
course, but maybe his
I couldn't
whole
believe he did that.
Ice cream truck thing is like, I smash into a cup and then you have to
smash
it.
Like,
you get to eat the pieces out with each bite.
That's horrible.
Spoon, as opposed
I'm sure
to,
some people prefer that. And that's fine if you're in the mood for that. But like when you order an ice cream cone with the hard dip shell, you want to have it like a normal person, like eat it like normal.
But you have
you know?
To bite that, right? You're biting that shell.
Yeah.
So you can, so there it's okay to bite ice cream?
And there's like a barrier because the shell isn't as
a literal
cold
barrier,
as the shell
what
isn't
else
as
are you
cold.
Gonna do to one ice cream cone?
Lick it.
Just lick it with your tongue?
You bite, you don't have sensitive teeth
is there
if
like,
you can bite ice cream.
Is there like sucking happening?
Sucking?
Describe to me you taking a bite from an ice cream cone.
I don't take a bite because I'm not crazy.
You don't like lick it.
Yes, I do. I lick it.
How long does it take you to eat an ice cream cone?
You lick it and there's tongue and lip action involved. Never teeth
it's
action.
It's like a slurp?
Do you chew your ice cream?
No, but then it's in there and then it kind of like melts around and it's, you know.
No teeth.
I'm like chewing
You use your lips, like your lips to get it. You know, your lips and your tongue. I don't bite it with my teeth. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. So you definitely don't have sensitive teeth if that's something you're capable of doing.
I don't eat ice cream. I literally don't eat ice cream. But if I did, it's like the only way I know how.
Chewing it with your teeth, like biting into it with your teeth.
And I hold my forks like this.
You do hold your fork like a Neanderthal.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Alrighty, love. You said you got a game for me today.
I got a game for
you. I want to know what this game is. I'm terrified.
It's a test of your knowledge.
Well, I'm not going to do good then.
Famous people.
Well, of famous people? Oh, well, always do really,
really good at these games.
Great at these.
Well, I saw like an image of, Zendaya.
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 Mm-hmm.
Is it Zendaya?
I think it's Zendaya.
Zendaya. Mm-hmm. Am I going to get canceled for not knowing how to say Zendaya?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Zendaya, but you know, I don't think so.
And I saw what it say Zendaya, and then I saw it say her last name. Mm-hmm. And I was like confused. It confused me that Zendaya even had a last name and that it existed.
Yeah.
And then I thought like, oh, there's a bunch of people that kind of go by a single moniker, if you will. And I wondered if you know these people's last names.
I definitely don't. I probably don't know their first names, but who are they?
Zendaya.
I don't know her last name. What is it?
Coleman.
Wow. I was not expecting that. That was a plot twist. I thought it'd be something funky.
Well, I don't know.
Coleman.
But I guess her birth name is Zendaya. Like she's born with that name. Yeah. And I think it said it's like at some point name. She was I like, this it. Is cool. Mm-hmm. I'll just be that.
Yeah. That's smart.
There's
who else?
Adele.
Adele Dazeem. I don't know.
Adkins.
Huh. Adele, I did not know that.
Lori Blue Adkins. Adele. What a beautiful
Blue?
Name.
Blue? Oh, that's cool.
Blue's in there. Yeah.
That's nice. And I like that.
It's just like two middle names. But yeah, I never knew Adele's last name. Wouldn't even think these people see, you wouldn't even think that they even have them.
Yeah. I just assume they just got rid of it.
Drake.
Ramore.
You're just guessing random names now?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just what's popping in my head.
Graham.
Graham? Like Drake Graham?
Well, like Drake was his middle name.
Okay. What's his first name?
Drake is like a family name in my family.
I know.
It's like a big family name.
What was his first name originally?
Aubrey.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aubrey. It doesn't sound as cool as Drake, Drake-y. I guess.
Yeah.
You know, for like what he is for his career.
Right. Yeah. Drake, no, I like that name.
Them obviously. All. They're all beautiful names.
Yeah. In my like lineage, Drake was like a last name that then got made into many first names and middle names.
I know. It came up when we were talking about names for our kids.
Yeah. But then Drake is such a popular.
Yeah. It just felt like we would artist. Have been.
It would have been. It just felt
weird.
I don't know. Maybe.
Who else?
Eminem.
I you certainly don't know. Know. No, I definitely don't know his name. Last. No.
Well, obviously Eminem's not his first like
I
real
don't know
name.
His name. I just thought it was weird. He wanted to be named a candy.
It's not spelled like the candy.
But it sounds the same.
Oh, did you hear they're doing a purple M&M? And apparently that was like a big deal to them and their marketing team.
I didn't hear about this.
I just thought because you love the color purple.
It's your favorite color.
Yeah.
M&Ms all taste the same.
So. They made this big commercial and it was like, it's like a trending thing. Like, wow, M&M unveils purple M&M. And I was like, do they not have one? And why is this important?
They have them on Easter. They have lavender ones.
Uh-huh.
So, well, yeah.
It's not purple though.
Lavender is purple.
I don't know. There was a whole...
I'm about to blow your mind. Think about this. Okay. So lavender is light purple, right?
Okay.
And then there's like sky blue, which is like a light blue, you know, right?
Uh-huh.
There's like a light green and a dark green. You know, you can think about this with every color, a pale yellow and like a bright yellow.
Uh-huh.
Red. A light red is just pink.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Light red, dark. What is dark red? Maroon.
Yeah, but there's no light. But there's no light red. It's literally
burgundy.
Pink. Think about it. And other, I think there's. And
I've said
other,
dark red before. I don't think I've ever said light red.
Because it doesn't exist. Because light red is pink.
Uh huh.
Isn't that weird to think about? I think in other languages there. I think I heard once that in some other languages there's like no word for pink because it's literally just light red.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
You've heard that somewhere? Maybe.
Yeah,
is
maybe.
Is that fact or
did no, you, it's not fact.
You're like, you just heard that somewhere, maybe.
Yeah. I bet someone will confirm it. Anyway.
Marshall Mathers.
Who's that?
Eminem. That's his real name. Oh. But get it?
Marshall Mathers. Mathers. Get what?
They both start with M.
Okay. That's why he's M and M.
Yeah, but he spelled it.
Weird.
No, I mean, it's like phonetically, kind of if you were to spell out Eminem, it's
spelled. Yeah, I guess
spelled,
so. Yeah.
How you would imagine pink.
I don't know. Light
pink. Speaking of pink.
Light red is what her name is. What is it?
Alicia Moore.
Huh. That suits her, I feel. I
like
middle
that. Name Beth, not pink.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. You can't just be Beth, I feel. Sorry to all the Beths.
I mean, you could.
Listening. Just Beth.
Yeah. You can make it work. You could do it.
I don't
it.
Think so. I don't think
someone,
you can, Beth.
I think someone will make it work.
I mean, I don't know that I want to say I believe in you, Beth, but like maybe change your name to
I believe in you, Beth.
Light red. Pink. Yeah, pink.
Light red.
Is whatever. The eye in pink even like an eye anymore or is it like a thing?
I have no
like
idea.
I feel like I saw like pink somewhere, the name of the artist Pink, the musical singer.
I don't think she's like Prince like where
eye,
she's like doing like
the eye was like an exclamation point or mark.
I don't know. I mean, an I is an exclamation point. It's just upside down.
Rihanna.
I don't know. Tethers.
Tethers?
I don't know. I just, the first word that popped in my head.
At no point did I say you have to guess fake last names.
Oh, so it's just
names.
Me just being quiet?
No, I just wondered.
You just saying names and then saying the answers? I'm just supposed to not respond?
I just thought maybe you would know some of these. Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Her name is Robin?
Yep.
That's pretty.
With a Y.
I love that.
Very pretty.
That already, she already exists though.
So is Rihanna.
Singer. Yeah, Rihanna's beautiful too. Who else? What about Madonna?
Yeah, Madonna.
Do you have Madonna?
I don't have, I know that she's part of this group, but I don't have.
You don't know what her last name is?
Like, let me look it up.
I actually have no idea, but I do love me some Madonna. I'm curious what her last name is.
Name, real name is Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Ciccone. Hmm. Interesting.
Yep. Bono. Don't know.
Don't know.
Hmm. Usher.
Usher. Usher.
These are just people. I don't know the rest of their names. Ice-T.
So now you're just saying them and not, so now you're just saying names.
I only have to do the research for most of these. There's one more I want to do that like you definitely should know.
Oh no, I'm nervous.
Because you guys are best friends.
Oh, I won't know it then.
Lizzo.
Yeah, I don't know. But I love Lizzo.
Me too. Who doesn't love Lizzo?
But I don't know her last name.
Well, her real name is Melissa Jefferson.
Jefferson. Interesting.
I love the name Melissa.
Me too. Very interesting game.
Of this list.
That I wasn't allowed to participate in.
It just keeps going because Doja Cat is obviously not, like her name's not Doja Cat.
So now we're just talking about people's names.
Like, and Lil Nas X, like that's not his name.
Right.
Cardi B, not her name.
Right.
SZA.
So you just,
it'd be funny just if reading, like, if Megan Thee Stallion, like if that was like her actual full name.
Right.
But it's not.
No. Fun
but
game.
Yeah, but none of these people have just a singular name. That's why they weren't.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Within the game. But I think you win. I'm going to give you
Thanks.
A win for that one.
I win because I played even though I wasn't supposed to.
And hopefully
to.
It was informative.
It was very informative.
Yeah. And hopefully these, like, you know.
Do you have any other games? I have a relationship
game.
You just
looked at me real weird and
said
that.
I wasn't
that.
Trying to. Sorry, I'm tired. Maybe I was sleeping with my eyes open a little bit.
You might have winked.
I have a game,
uh-huh.
Kind of. So I posted this week a Miranda video with Joey. And in this video, Miranda, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. But in this video, Miranda decides she wants to divorce Joey. And Joey's like, we never even got married. But Miranda's like,
I was going to say, did I miss something there?
Well, you know, they've been talking about getting married for like 10 years, almost 8 years. So Miranda's finally like sick of it. She's like, okay, we're getting divorced. I don't want to give any spoilers the whole video, but you can go watch it.
Okay.
So anyway, in it, they end up doing like some,
where's this going?
Uh-huh. Marriage counseling.
Okay.
And so I looked up to make this video with Joey. I looked up different like activities and exercises you can do with a partner. And I did them with Joey, but I could do them with you right now.
Okay.
Is that a fun game?
Sure.
There was one
marriage
thing.
Marriage counseling
said,
games?
Yeah. Marriage counseling. Is that fun?
Sure. Sounds great.
You know, we have a little bit of time before our next sponsor. And I just thought while I was doing it with Joey as a joke with Miranda, I was like, oh, maybe I could do these with Eric for the podcast.
Okay.
So I went through like this list of things. We could do them all, but maybe we will. Hold on. It's kind of fun. So one of these we already do every day with our kids, but it says four easy communication exercises. The first one is highs and lows. Talks about the best and worst parts of your day. And we do this every day.
So, it started us doing it with our kids and then we're like, now we like do it to each other.
Yeah. So highs and lows of today. Let's just do highs. We don't need to get negative today. Highs today. This morning, the babies were making me laugh a bunch. They were being totally insane. But also making Flynn's Halloween costume with him was fun for me today.
Oh yeah. Super high.
Mm-hmm, super high. What about you?
I had a great morning with our children and playing with them. That was really fun. Watching, like, they have these like walker things that they go around in and they just turn into complete maniacs. Mm-hmm. And they literally could just roll around and have fun, but they choose to go for absolutely everything that they should not touch. Mm-hmm. Instantly when they're propped up and mobile, it's just absolute tornadoes.
Yeah, like tornadoes.
Just destroy everything, just ripping down everything, pinching their fingers in drawers. Mm-hmm. It's just chaos. Mm-hmm. It's just, you have to laugh. Yeah. You have to enjoy it. Otherwise,
You'll cry.
Just
from exhaustion.
Run away.
Okay. This next one we won't do here. Cause it's like, it says mirroring. You do eye contact, try to hear your partner reflect what they say, simply listen. So this is like a more in-depth one where it's like you know,
you do that in acting classes, like the mirror exercise.
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
I think this doesn't mean quite literally mirroring. I think it's like really listening to what the person
not
is
like
saying.
Commedia dell'arte.
Well, that's
like
what
miming.
I did in the video with Joey to be obnoxious. But like, I think it's like you tell me something and I kind of repeat it back to you, make sure that you feel heard, kind of a thing.
Oh.
So this one I think would be fun to do right now. Could be dangerous.
Okay.
This is called the Oreo approach. Layering any complaints between two positive statements. So I feel like this is what I thought about. I thought we could do this right now. So the Oreo approach. So for example, I'm going to layer a complaint between two compliments.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, I love so much that you while you were eating your lunch today, you sat down with the kids and you were playing with the kids and interacting with them. Even still while you were eating lunch, you didn't like go somewhere else to go eat your lunch. You were sitting down on the ground, interacting with the babies and Flynn and me while you were eating your lunch. It was interesting how loud you were chewing, but
my sensitive teeth.
I'm so glad that you encouraged me to eat healthier foods too. And that it was a salad. So see, I had two compliments and then layered in the complaints in there.
Yeah.
Did that help soften the blow?
Yeah, that's the thing with your fan, like you and your family, like you're all like really anti anyone who
lip smacking
makes any sort of sound when chewing. It's like I'm so like it. At
it's
dinners,
not any sort of sound.
At dinners
it's
with
lip
your family,
smacking.
I'm like really self conscious about it because chewing. I don't know. Sometimes you got to chew with your mouth open. Like,
no,
we're
you
animals.
Do not.
We're freaking animals, man.
No, you do not
like
have to chew with your mouth
with
open.
Our lizard brains. Like We're animals.
I'm
we should
fine
be able
with
to
mouth noises every once in a while.
With our hands.
There are members
chewing,
of my family who are not okay
snoring.
With this. But there are members of my family who are not okay with any mouth noise. Me, I don't care about mouth noises except when you're smacking really loud when you're eating.
That,
don't do it
I
now.
Even know, I don't even know what it is.
That's
is that what it is?
Definitely smacking. Okay. Yes.
I do that?
Oh, it's louder than that. Yeah, but only sometimes. And today it was happening. And I was, but you know, I wasn't even upset because I was just like, look how sweet he is. He's sitting on the floor eating and hanging out with his sweet little kids. And I almost was like, to Flynn. I almost did the most annoying thing. I almost was like, wow, daddy's really enjoying that food or something. And I just didn't.
All
right. So it's your turn. Layer a compliment, a complaint, do compliment, complaint, compliment.
I feel like this is dangerous.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
I'm scared to.
I know it's scary. I think the advice is like, if you have a complaint, so not like look for a complaint to do this right now.
I think that hard, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? I think it's like, if you have a complaint to bring to your partner, the advice is like layer it with compliments and kindness so that, so anyway,
I think that's really smart.
Okay. So what is it? Let's hear it. Let's hear the complaint.
I like my life. I would like to keep my life.
Oh, come on.
This is choosing violence. I feel like if I
try it.
Okay. I love how crafty you are and how into it you get with our kids. Like I love it so much. I think it's so great. Like you can just make anything with tape and old grocery bags and all these acrylic paints and hot glue. Like, and you know, I just, you can make anything. You literally can make anything and you will work way harder on that than you were like your job. You know what I mean? Because like you love our kids so much and you want to see them happy and you have that creative spark that you will like go all out to make these things like as if like it was more important than anything in the world. And like you have work that you're not doing like to focus on that. And then you won't clean it up and all the stuff will stay there
right
for months. And I will be like, I'm not going to clean it up. Like I will like begrudgingly let an entire table in our house go completely to waste, covered in a seasonal craft like from 6 months ago, because I'm just like, I refuse to, but I'm making a point to her. I'm not going to bring it up. But I'm making a point by not cleaning it. And now we can't use that table ever for months.
Thinking that it'll affect me.
And then finally one day, like I'll just be like, I'll clean it up. And then you won't notice.
Right.
Then you won't even notice that. Right. Like, after months like that, I finally gave in and cleaned it up. And you'll be like, oh, clean service. Huh. And then you'll immediately do another project that'll last for months. You know the table I'm talking about. And you look beautiful today. I love your hair when it's curly like that. Just kind of like natural and curly.
You know what's funny?
And
I
you're
love
wearing
it.
One of my old shirts.
Yeah, that you made into a crop top for me.
Cut off. This, this cut
I know
off.
I do that. I this like is something we've talked about a bunch before. But I love that you took
and
like
I love you and you're beautiful.
It was supposed to be like compliment, complaint, compliment, and you were like compliment, venting session, compliment. I know. But anyway, you know,
I did it wrong?
No, it was perfect. No, I understand. I we've
but
talked
you're
about
not
that.
Upset?
No, of course not. I agree that I do that and it's obnoxious. I wish I didn't do that.
And I'm not mad about I'll try and not use my mouth that much while chewing food.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Stands for Gentlemen's Quarterly.
What?
GQ. The magazine.
GQ. Okay. I like good quality better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I wanted to do something here because last week on the podcast, I loved last week's episode. We talked about the most mundane, dumb things, but I really enjoyed it. I don't know if anyone else enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you
we
were
talked
having a great
about
time.
Cereal and chips and the ranking of these dumb foods and things. So there was a couple that we didn't talk about.
You lit up.
And I wanted to talk about it right now.
We're going back into cereals?
Not cereals.
Okay.
I mean, we could talk about cereals because I was very disappointed after we finished recording that I didn't mention Golden Grahams, which I think are
elite.
Yeah,
you were kicking yourself about that. Yeah. You're like, how could I not bring up Golden Grahams?
I love Golden Grahams. So I said about that, but that's not, I wasn't going to bring up cereal right now. I was going to talk about something completely different. One, this isn't a ranking situation, but okay, let's say you're in elementary school, right? You sit with your buddies at lunch. Everyone's open up their sack lunch. If you didn't do like the hot lunch that day, you have a lunch from home.
I can picture the seat. It's like this round little circle that like,
yeah, you open up your brown paper bag if you're me or your igloo if you're rich. And inside is
igloo.
Like, you know, those like little igloo lunch boxes. Like people had those like cool lunch boxes and stuff.
Yeah. Look like a matching thermos.
Yeah. That's fancy. Anyway, you open up your paper bag and you look around. What is like the cool thing? Like what does one person have that you're like, oh, they got that. That's so awesome. What's the thing that you're like so jealous of?
Dunkaroos, man.
Dunkaroos was it for you?
Dunkaroos. Or like snack pack. You know what I mean?
Snack
like
pudding. Pack. Yeah. Pudding, chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding was the one that I was always jealous of. Not that I didn't get chocolate pudding. I did sometimes, but oh man, if anyone had chocolate pudding, I was always so jealous.
The cheese, it's like a little dippy doo dah of cheese and like the breadstick things. What are those?
Yeah. The cheese and sticks. Yeah.
Cheese and
we
sticks.
Had those, yeah.
What's the one where it came with like the red stick?
Yeah. With the little cracker.
Yeah. The cracker and the red stick. And so you could get all the cheese out with that.
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking
red
about.
Red stick.
Yeah. Those are delicious.
That was amazing.
Okay. So the next question is Lunchables.
Did you say for you what it would be?
Pudding. Chocolate pudding.
Oh, you agreed with me? Okay. Yeah.
And pizza Lunchables. The pizza Lunchables. Because I didn't like regular Lunchables, the one with like the ham and cheese and crackers. Like I wouldn't touch that.
No,
I think that's
to
disgusting.
Lunchables. Yeah, no.
But
no.
Pizza Lunchables?
Never had it. Don't know what it
oh,
is.
Oh, come
never
on.
Even,
with
never
that.
Even heard of it. Pizza Lunchables.
What? You've never heard of it? This was like, if anyone had this, I wanted to be their best friend and I begged my mom for it. Whenever they were on sale, I was
pizza?
So excited.
How is it? What's a pizza Lunchable?
Are you insane? I can't believe you never had this. It's like a stale cracker with cold marinara and
what?
Cold plasticky cheese
show
sprinkles.
Me a picture of this. This doesn't exist.
What
you're
you
making this up.
About? How?
Hold on.
Are
I
you
have
not
to,
aware?
I gotta
pizza
know what
Lunchables?
It looks
this
like.
Was my favorite lunch. When I got this, I was so excited. It was cold, love. You ate it cold. It was insane.
Pizza.
You. It was insane. Hold and sometimes on. They had pepperoni on it, but it was like a thick. Stale cracker bread.
What?
You've never
I'm looking
heard
at this now.
You're
I
blowing
never
my mind.
Even
you're blowing
seen it.
My mind that you don't know what a pizza Lunchable is.
$2.99. I've never heard
okay,
of or seen this.
Next week on the podcast, we are getting pizza Lunchables and I'm making Eric eat them. We have to do this next week. I can't
what?
Believe you haven't. This is my
this
favorite
is
lunch.
Wild.
Oh my God. Insane. Okay. So that's insane, but we have
15
to get that next
grams
week.
Of protein, it says.
Love. They're delicious. They were my favorite. They're my favorite.
Let's get
them. It's a stale piece of bread.
That's what it looks
flat,
like.
Flat, stale piece of bread cracker with cold marinara.
And then cold cheese.
And cold cheese. I loved it.
Wow. No, thank you.
Man, those were amazing. Okay. So then I'm going to show you this. Okay. Here's a different Nabisco snack pack, and it has mini Oreos, mini Nutter Butters, and mini Chips Ahoy. Rank these now. The mini versions, not the big versions. These are the mini ones.
Absolutely. Times a million, number one is Nutter Butter.
Of course it is.
Really? You agree with me?
Of course
it is.
Well,
you're such a chocolate gal.
Nah, Nutter Butters take the cake for
Nutter
sure.
Nutter Butter, yeah. And then I would go mini Chips Ahoy.
Yes, lovey. We are so alike.
Oreo as a cookie, as a thing. I'm not big into Oreos. I used to be as a kid. I was a degenerate with Oreos. So what I would do was make a big glass of milk and I would drop in like 8 Oreos to like the bottom of the milk and just leave them there.
Ew.
And then I would eat them out.
Which is with soggy with a spoon. Goo?
Yeah, just like Oreo milk goo with like a spoon. Like,
that's wild.
Man.
See, for me, if these were big size, like normal size, not the mini ones.
Yeah.
If this was regular size Nutter Butter, regular size Chips Ahoy, regular size Oreos.
You go Oreo.
I go Nutter Butter, Oreo, Chips Ahoy. The mini Oreos are foul. I don't know why.
I've ever had a mini Oreo.
Mini Oreos are so gross. They taste like chemically poo. Like, I hate them.
This other box says all those three, but it also says the mini Ritz Bits. And yeah. I would take those first.
I wouldn't.
So I'm savory over sweet.
If it's a Ritz Bits peanut butter, I would, but not Ritz Bits cheese. I don't like the Ritz Bits
cheese. No. Oh, no, not the cheese. What?
Yeah,
no.
Those are vomit. No.
No.
Ritz Bits peanut butter are delicious.
So weird because I love cheese and bread, cheese and crackers, but like the Ritz cheese, no.
I double dog dare you to find Ritz Bits with peanut butter. You can't find them anymore. When I was pregnant, I craved them all the time and I couldn't find them. They never had them.
There's like a Trader Joe's version of them, I'm sure. Can I interrupt to say the one childhood like genre treat that I absolutely could never eat? And in fact, one time I threw up from.
What?
Because I was like hungry and it's all like we had or whatever. Mm-hmm. Rolos. Is that what
ew,
they're called?
Rolos are horrible.
Like there's like pretzel yes. around. So the Rolo cheese pretzel.
Gross.
And
what?
It was like.
Wait, Rolos are like chocolate with caramel inside.
That's not what I'm thinking of. What were they called? Okay. They're not called Rolo. They're called Combos.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know Combos?
No.
Combos was like, it was like a pretzel bite, but it would have something in the middle and they had cheese ones. It made me so sick. And I just.
That sounds disgusting.
You haven't heard of Combos? I feel like they're really common.
Mm-mm.
These things?
I've never heard of that.
You don't know
I've
those?
I've never seen that in my life.
Oh, they even have a pizza one. I bet that's awful.
Never seen it.
Yeah, I don't endorse Combos at all. But see, they sell them at Rite Aid. Full circle.
Yeah, I've never tried those.
Obviously, of course Rite Aid
so
would.
So I have to try Combos next week. You have to try Pizza Lunchables next week.
Oh, I don't even know that I would want to make you do that. But yeah, sure. I'll give you the one snack that made me throw up as a kid. Sounds great.
Okay, next one. This is controversial. And also, this one kind of depends on the place. But soda. Okay. In a can, in a bottle, a plastic bottle, in a glass bottle, and fountain drink. Rank them.
Rank them? Like what's, it depends on what kind of soda.
I know. Coke. Coca-Cola.
Coke in a can. I think I would actually take fountain Coke.
Mm-hmm.
From anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's generally pretty good. Obviously you have some misses when it's a fountain soda, but yeah.
For me, it's kind of a tie between ice cold. If it's not an ice cold can of Coke, I won't touch it. I can't drink it if it's not ice cold. It has to be frigid, freezing cold.
Is that why you only drink 2 sips of them and then you just
leave
them around the house?
It gets too warm.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I dump out a lot of Cokes.
Ice cold can of Coke or a fountain Coke, but it depends. If I'm at a bar or like a restaurant, like those are always terrible. Like it's got to be like a fast food Coke is always amazing.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I feel like a Fridays. Like a Friday's
always
Coke
flat.
Would be great.
Always flat.
Huh.
If there's a bar and it's coming from the bar tap, it's always flat.
Oh, because it's like a lot of it's the soda because they have to hit the combo button.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're fountain and you make it yourself fountain,
yeah, that's the
then
best.
It's usually pretty good.
What's the worst?
Bottle.
Which kind of glass or plastic?
Plastic.
You're correct. You answer correctly.
For all sodas across the board. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it has to be can or glass bottle, which they don't normally do. So I would say generally can.
Can,
like,
freezing
and
cold
I'm
can.
And I'm going to say something that's better than Coke in a can. Hmm. And you're not going to like this or agree with this, but Pepsi in a can.
No, I agree with that. If it's cold, way better.
Was really good.
Pepsi in a plastic bottle is then actual Coke? Poison. Wait, what?
That's what I said.
Pepsi
said
in a can is better than Coke in a can?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you've lost your mind.
And
what are you saying? You like Pepsi better than Coke?
In a can, yeah, but in a fountain situation, I don't want Pepsi, no.
Wow.
Can you even tell the difference?
Very much so. 100 billion percent. Like, so
because I know you love fast food. Aren't there certain fast food chains that are like corporately aligned with Pepsi and only serve?
Yes. Taco Bell only has Pepsi.
Right. Yeah. And you get them.
Yeah. I think it's great. It's fine. But I can taste the difference big time. If you put a Pepsi and a Coke in front of me, but didn't show like they were in clear glasses, I would be able to tell you which one was which easily.
Okay.
Easily. Pepsi and a Coke. I know which one is which.
What's your favorite root beer?
I like, IBC, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, IBC was, oh yeah, that was rich. Because those came bottle. Like 4 packs of glass bottles.
I only started getting them when I was pregnant with Flynn.
Yeah.
I never had them before.
It was for wealthy
But when
people.
I was a kid, I loved the quarter machine sodas. Shasta Cola, I think was the off-brand name.
Shasta, yeah.
And they had I love Shasta because they had, it wasn't called Dr. Pepper, it was called like Mr. Pibb or something like that. And that was good. And they had the root beer and they had the cola. And then, but what they had that no other name brand sodas have is grape soda,
ooh,
which is delicious.
So good. Yeah.
And orange soda, which is delicious.
One of my best friends growing up, his name was Chuck, his dad and mom owned a gas station.
Oh, cool.
And it was like some of my favorite memories as a kid was to go hang out with him at the gas station because his parents would both be working there and we would just like skateboard around the gas station and the woods, or I don't know, we would just hang out at this gas station. But the thing about the backs of gas stations is it's just stacks of like pallets of like Barks. We're talking Barks root beer in a can, dad's root beer in a can,
I've
orange
seen dad's
soda,
in a bottle.
Grape soda, like all like, and there was so much of it in this kind of like storage area. And his parents were so lovely. They just let us eat, drink whatever you want. It was just paradise as a kid.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was next to a fast food place called Duchess.
We don't have Duchess
here. You don't have Duchess here, mm-mm, but it was top tier.
Nice.
They use white cheddar.
Okay.
Instead of like the orange cheddar. For some reason, white American cheddar like tasted really good on a burger.
Interesting.
And their fries were dope.
Okay, one last thing before we go.
This is going downhill fast.
No, I could talk about this stuff forever. Speaking of fast,
you could,
and fries.
We could, but like we're doing a podcast right now.
Fast food fries. Right now.
I don't know that I'm the authority on this. I feel like you can speak to this.
You don't have to do
this.
Them all. Okay, let's talk. McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., In-N-Out.
I wouldn't eat any of these fries. I don't like In-N-Out's fries. McDonald's fries are the best.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat any of these other fries. I'm interested in the idea of a crinkle, but I feel like that's only like
Arby's?
Nathan's hot dogs.
Arby's circle fries?
Of course, yeah, of course.
You like a waffle cut fries? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't. I do not support Chick-fil-A and their waffle fry and anti.
Yeah, of course.
Nor do I like waffle fries. No, I would say it would go McDonald's, Arby's, and then like the crinkle cut fries. At Nathan's Hot Dogs, which is not a common place.
No, I don't even think I've ever had it. Let me tell you this. My cousin, who is a fast food connoisseur, he knows all about the fast food stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to text him all this. All
well,
these
we've
questions.
Already had this conversation and he was like, Jack in the Box fries are incredible. And I was like, no, they're not. And he was like, they are incredible. Trust me. And love, they're really good. Jack in the Box French fries.
You heard it here first.
Are really good.
Really?
I craved them during my pregnancy
a lot.
I don't
like the overall fragrance of Jack in the Box.
I don't like Jack in the Box. Anything else there I don't like. But their French fries are very good. I don't even like their soda.
Again, I don't know this. I think this is a true, but I feel like Jack in the Box, like a bunch of people died eating it like not long ago.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think they did. And then they had to come up with like the Jack guy with the head and like rebrand and all this stuff. Because
the Jack guy with the head has been since I was a little girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to get the little thing to put on our antenna on our car. Used to collect them. Did you guys not do that?
We didn't have Jack in the Box. I'll say this.
But does please tell me someone remembers that who's listening?
Yeah.
That when I was a kid, you could collect the Jack in the Box antenna toppers. Antenna toppers for your car was like a really big deal.
I remember antenna toppers, but I remember them being like, you know, a basketball or a soccer ball.
No, you got to get the Jack in the Box
And
one.
I think I have to say Jack in the Box allegedly killed a bunch of people. I don't know. I will say this. One of the biggest things about moving from the East Coast to the West Coast when I moved from the East Coast to Los Angeles, was the fast food options opened up. There was always, for some reason, in New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, they will air like Sonic commercials, but there are no Sonics.
We don't really have a Sonic here near us.
Not near us, but they're around. And I remember the first time I saw one, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been seeing commercials for this my entire life. And there's not one east of the Mississippi. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. So all these places, In-N-Out, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, Sonic, like they don't exist on the East Coast at all.
Hmm. That's interesting. I guess that's true. Well, another fascinating podcast episode, love.
Yeah, I'm still conscious. You conscious?
Sort of. Thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next week where we eat pizza Lunchables and some weird
combos.
I'm sure we'll talk about a lot of fun stuff. We love y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.